This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I tried to make plans with a girl that I know. Now all I do is sit by the phone. And that's no way to live. That's no way to live. I tried to figure things out all by myself, but now I'm looking for professional help. Don't give in, don't kill yourself, even if it's in Starbucks. Get the experts now. Things got real. Things got better tell Jake and Amir so they can tell me what they do. If they want me, don't give in, don't kill yourself, don't give in and kill yourself. Things got real, things got real.
That song won me over.
Oh.
I ended up loving it.
I ended up hating it. That song changed my mind.
At the beginning with the palm mute, you know, I was just
What's the palm mute?
That's where you got the guitar. Like, you're not actually strumming the guitar, right? You're
Oh.
I don't know how it's actually created, but it's like a punk move.
Yeah. The palm mute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know that sound.
Why do all pop punk songs sound like that? Like, is that how they spoke? Is that how punk teens talk?
Yeah, I mean, it's a style. Just like any, I was thinking as that was going that sounded exactly like your song is amazing, but it sounded exactly like a shitty pop punk song that I made with my band in high school.
Excuse me, because that song was really good, but excuse me when I say that song did sound like I shoved a kazoo up my ass and farted for a minute and a half. That being said, I did like your song.
I loved your song. That was what I was trying to create when I was in high school. That's yeah. That's the gold standard of a punk pop punk song. The nasally voice, the palm mute, crescendo, the big, the like letting the power chords ring at the end. It was perfect. It had it all.
Things got real.
That's not his actual voice. I wonder, like, his actual singing. He's an amazing tenor.
He's an opera singer.
If you know that.
Actually, they are. It's an alternative rock duo called the Mighty Atom, and it's twin brothers from Massachusetts, but they just wrote a pop punk cover because they heard that we liked it.
I do like pop punk covers.
Things got real.
Well, that was a pop punk original. That wasn't even a cover.
Yeah, that was a real one.
They covered their own song in a pop punk fashion.
Yeah, they had another song called Things Got Real that was more like indie rock.
Things got real.
Yeah. But when Tom DeLonge talks, is he like,
"Hey guys, I think I'm going to go to the bathroom."
You never
now.
Heard him talk? He does sound like that.
Oh, yeah. He does.
Yeah.
He just broke his nose the day before every interview.
Yeah.
So that's just how he speaks. That's not a singing voice. That's just how he actually, his real voice.
Yeah, I mean, like when he's, all the small things. Yeah. Like that's basically, even that is essentially talking. Is that singing?
Does that count as singing?
It's almost rap. And I'm not saying I don't like it, Mr. DeLonge.
Sir,
trust me, I love you.
I'd love to have you on the show.
God, wouldn't that be amazing?
This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
And I'm Jake, and happy birthday, buddy.
Well, not today that when we're recording, but today when we release it.
But when it comes out, this is coming out on your birthday.
January 18th, MLK Day.
Wow, not too shabby.
I'm honored to share a day with the Reverend, and likewise, he's honored to share the day with me.
Well, I think his actual birthday is today.
Oh, January 16th? January 15th, when we were recording this?
I think it is.
And then they just celebrate it as like the third Monday.
Right. You always get it off.
Yeah, yeah. He was born January 15th.
Wow.
But they gave him a fucking, they gave him a swing holiday. So he gets the Monday, whenever the Monday is. But for me, I'm locked into the 18th like an asshole. So I have to celebrate on Tuesday, well, Sunday, fucking Thursday.
First of all, you haven't done anything with your life worth noting. Second of all, you didn't die a martyr.
No,
for a cause.
Not yet. Not yet. You're right.
I mean,
there's still time.
Yeah, I guess that's something to aspire
there's
to.
There's still time. There's still time. Yeah, the big 49 for me.
I can't believe you're 49, by the way.
I know, it's crazy.
You don't look a day over 40.
It's wow. Thanks, dude. I'm actually turning 33.
How does it feel?
Feels exactly the same as 32.
Yeah. Do you feel like there will be another milestone? 40? 35?
35, I guess, because it's mid-30s, smack dab in the middle, you can run for president. 40, unless I find my wife by then, I'm going to kill myself if
that
I don't.
A lot of sense. So, do you feel like a little bit of pressure to settle down a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit more now. Yeah, 33. Because at this age, I actually found out, I didn't find out, but I realized I've done the math. Two things. One, I'm closer to 50 than 15.
Wow.
Which is kind of neat.
Not really.
Two, on a personal level, my dad was 33 when he had me. So I'm finally the age of my father. Right. You know, the one that was a doctor with three children that moved across the world at that age.
Yeah.
And
he was 35 when he moved across the world.
Yeah.
You were two. You still got time.
Still got time.
You are doing a bad Tom DeLonge impression to a microphone in a house where you live with two male roommates.
Yeah, I also have two kids.
That's fair.
My roomies. I also have curry chicken salad on my chin. And a cut in my mouth the size of the Grand fucking Canyon.
Oh, that cut is so fucking gross.
Anyway, we thought this would be a fun special episode that we can do.
Yeah,
things are a little bit different. Do you want to explain the rules since you thought about it?
I thought of a game today when I was at the gym.
A little game boy.
That's right.
You're a little game boy.
I'm a little game boy.
Yeah.
And I go to the gym even on Friday nights. I forget the game.
Because I sprained my ankle on the way to the gym and I ended up going to a Jack in the Box.
So we have, as you guys may know, we've got about 14,000 or 15,000 emails in our inbox.
Yeah.
Do they know that?
They know that now.
All right, cool. So it's a little tough for us to find questions. We read as many emails as we possibly can. We comb through them every single time we're recording.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a little tough. So I thought for this episode, we'll play a game.
And what's the name of that game, Game Boy?
The Game Boy. I am the Game Boy, and I have a game for you today.
And this I have game, a Game Roy.
And I am the Game Boy, and this game is called Word Search. All right, so I'm going to give you a word, and you'll search it in the Gmail toolbar. All right?
You don't have an accent.
I don't need an accent. I'm the Game Boy.
But it's almost like
an accent. It's just a specific way of talking that the Game Boy has. I'm the little Game Boy.
Okay. So what is it?
So I give you a word to search, and then you will search that word. And then you will read me the email with that word. And if there are more than one email with that word...
That voice is... It's scratching my brain.
It's just the voice of the Game Boy.
I know, but I don't know why it is and what it is.
I found this sort of octave that's very frustrating to hear, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am the Game Boy.
Oh, God. Now I don't want to play the game.
It's sort of like deep high at the same time, and then you also yell. I am the Game Boy. So then you'll tell me how many emails there are.
Okay.
And if there's more than, I mean, if there's a lot, then I'll just pick one, I'll pick a number. And that's the email that you're going
to
read.
All right. All right. Let's just, the best way to fully understand it is to just immerse ourselves in it.
Yes.
So right off the bat, you want to go first? Give me a word to search in our Gmail inbox.
Sure. Bacne.
Bacne. B-A-C-N-E.
B-A-C-N-E.
Holy shit. There's only one.
Is there really?
Yeah.
That's fuck. That's how you win the game. I'm the game boy.
I've already won. I created the rules and I won the game within 9 seconds. Let's play a different game.
All right. This email comes from
Bacne. Oh, the Game Boy.
I am the Game Boy. What about who else do you share a birthday with? That's a fun one.
Oh, yeah. Didn't we do that once? Because I remember saying Kevin Costner. Either way, Kevin Costner.
Sure.
So basically, to make a long story short, I got that acne shit going on my back and chest, and I got it kind of bad. I've had this issue for a long, long, long time, and I've mostly been able to cover it up by just never having my shirt off. And since my face isn't that bad, and I am a decent, funny, endearingly awkward enough to get by guy, girls still show interest in me. However, for the past few years, I've only been in long-term relationships, so I have had a lot of time to get to know and trust a girl before I revealed my secret, so by the time they knew they liked me enough as a person to not mind it. However, as me and my most recent girlfriend just broke it off and I'm trying to move on with life and possibly explore some casual hookups, I don't really want to get in another real relationship before college. I'm scared that the bacne will destroy all my chances. In a one-off sexy time, I'm scared the girl will just get grossed out and turned off, and even worse, maybe tell her friends and spread it around. I'm currently taking Amir's favorite medicine, Accutane, so hopefully it will be gone before college, but even then, I'll have some scars and stuff. Should I just never remove my shirt in a hookup ever, never pursue casual sex and accept my curse, or something else? Help me. Kevin Costner.
Wow. Okay.
You never took Accutane.
No, I never had... I mean, I had zits on my face, but they weren't so bad.
You're right.
I mean, they all feel bad when you're in high school. It doesn't matter if you have like three, even now, is it still feel bad? But I never had to deal with like being afraid to take off my shirt because of too many zits
on my back. Yeah.
You know, it's weird. Like every relationship I've ever been in, my girlfriend loves popping pimples on my back.
Oh, that's great. That's a great situation to be in.
Yeah. So like it would stand to reason that you like should take off your like that should attract people in a
that's
swarm.
That's like a fucking crossword puzzle. Yeah. Like you open your shirt.
Let me solve it. Pop, 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 pop. I want to date you forever. This is the best. Is there anything you can just like, because there's wash and creams and all that stuff for your
Accutane
face.
Accutane is a fucking nuclear bomb. I actually never got to take it because my skin was like as bad as it gets without necessitating it.
Right, the worst.
The problem. Worst kind, the middle area. But as far as I know, my brother took it, and it basically just, it like kills 80 things, and acne is one of them. So it's like, yeah, you'll have yellow eyes, extremely dry skin, depression, you won't be able to eat certain food.
Like, shut up and give it to me!
Yeah, your fingernails will thin.
I don't care!
God, you'll feel really cold on your extremities.
I've already taken it. How much was I supposed to have?
Get the zits off my face.
You really do want them off. That being said.
Yeah. not that acne is disgusting. I meant
we're saying Bacutane.
Yeah. Which is a different drug that we should invent or bring to Twinnovation, is an Accutane that specifically targets your bacne. I think if you get a girl that far, it's kind of like having something wrong with your pee-pee, your right. Dioc.
Like if we're at the stage where she's taking off the shirt, yeah. It's like, there's not really a lot that could happen that like the shirt comes off and then that shuts everything down.
Right.
Like even if it's a little weird, she'll hook up with you and then maybe, oh man, I don't want to say like she won't do it again later,
yeah.
But maybe that would happen.
I definitely think you shouldn't bring it up. Between the choices of bringing it up and not. Because, like, she might not notice it. It might be dark.
Well, that's one very true thing about pimples is that you notice them way more than anybody else.
Yeah.
And if you're hooking up with somebody, chances are they're not seeing your back very much. So as long as they're only on your chest and they're like, you're fine.
Yeah, back knee is better. I actually prefer, not that if I can choose no back knee versus back knee, I would choose no back knee, but
sure.
Zits on my back are kind of fun because I can really go to town on them. Yeah. And they don't affect my appearance at all.
Right.
Like, I'm always searching, like, if I can find one, oh, this is great. Like, I'm actually excited about finding one. Oh, yeah.
I'll look for zits on my shoulders all the time.
Yeah. Shoulder, back of the shoulder, up the neck.
I've popped some zits on your the middle of your back, ones that you can't get to.
Yeah, yeah. If there's stuff, like, right in the middle. I've used a ruler. So, like,
pop a zit?
Yeah, like, I'll use a ruler or I'll, like, press my spine against a chair.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You think they can invent a straw?
To suck the zit dry?
Like you'll affix the one end of it on the zit and then just suck that. Suck that shit, Serge. Yo, Serge.
Yo, Serge, man. Pop the zit on my back, man.
Dude, can you?
Dude, will you suck the pus off my back, Serge?
Oh, God.
That's not what that character is.
He'd be into word searches, though.
Serge, can you help me find the word cherry, Serge? It should be easy because there are two R's, man.
Dude, it can go backwards and upside down, dude. So, like, let's just look for R's.
Always. Serge is diagonal, dude.
Serge is backwards diagonal, man. Look at this shit. Serge, what other fucking rainy day activities do you like, dude? We can fucking trace our hands and make turkeys, Serge.
Serge, do you have an old spiral graphs, dude?
Dude, we can do spin art, I swear, dude. My brother has it. Look. Spirograph. Dude, do you have a compass and a protractor, Serge? Let's fucking learn geometry, dude. Let's measure angles and shit, Serge.
Do you have any TI-83 games, Serge?
Serge, dude, let's play Drug Wars. My brother has a new tennis, kind of snake. So, don't tell her
this
anything.
This guy with the throbbing back zits is just like lit on the edge of his seat.
Yeah. Serge, whatever the fuck. What do I do? Well, actually, this email was written over a year ago, so.
So he's dead.
Yeah. This guy's back knee eventually swallowed him whole.
Is there anything to do? Like, I wish I could give advice about, like, diet or hygiene that could, like, fix zits, but it's nothing to do with any of that stuff.
Yeah, I think it's genetic.
So you just might have, like, skin that gets zits at any time. Okay.
I will say this much. I think greasy skin, while bad as a youth, makes you look younger later in life. Like, I've gotten compliments on my skin as a 33-year-old because I had such oily skin as a teenager. Mm. And now, like, the drier skin you have as a younger age, the more old you look as an older person.
A whole lot of good that does this guy. Freshman year of college, trying to take somebody home. He's like, I'll look hot when I'm 33.
Your back is going to look so young, dude.
I think it's all about just, like, owning it. Just don't even talk about it. If somebody ever brings it up, which they won't, you're just like, oh, yeah, do I?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Remember the Jake and Amir video idea I had that we never shot, which was you squeezing a zit on my back? My imagination had it shot from the POV of the zit, so you're, like, squeezing the camera lens, and then we throw, like, a fucking dab, a spoonful of vanilla yogurt. No, you're screaming to pop it. You're like, ah! And then I fucking launch vanilla yogurt into your mouth. How foul would that have been?
You know how I would have played that if we actually got to shoot it? The yogurt goes in my mouth. And I think it would have been really funny if I didn't play it super grossed out. But I was just like, it went in my eyes and my mouth. And I was like, ah, I got it.
Did you pop it, dude?
Yeah. I think there's a little left.
I see a whitehead. Ah, all right. Next question.
Yeah. You're beautiful. Don't worry. It's going to go away.
Yeah. You have the good kind of acne. Be acne. Actually. Factually. Factually.
All right, back. I am the game boy.
All right. Now it's my turn.
Yes.
Seeds. SEEDS.
Well, well, well. Would you venture a guess as to how many emails we have with the word seeds?
Are you including our auto replies?
I don't. Ooh. I'll tell you what. I am including a couple Touch of Modern emails.
Oh, yeah. Some spams.
Mm-hmm. But not a lot.
Let's say 18.
47.
Wow.
Yeah. So now you have to give me, there's actually one in the two answer label.
Oh, so there's a chance that we've answered it? Oh, no, that we haven't answered it yet.
Yeah, it looks like we haven't. But do you want to do that one or we can do... All right, sorry. I'll just give you the 1 through 47.
What if I say one that's spam?
I will read it.
32, Magic John. Actually, 33. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and my current age.
Larry Bird, too. Okay, so...
Serge, dude, I learned the alphabet backwards, man. Watch this, dude. Z, Y, X, shit, dude.
Give me a hint, man.
Give me a hint.
All right, this is a long one.
I guess that's the problem with the Game Boy's game, huh?
No, I'm very happy to read this. Here we go. This comes from somebody else that shares your birthday?
Oh, Clark Gable, I believe.
Clark Gable writes, "Hey guys, love the show. Onto my question. There's this girl I've known for about 10 years now, since we were little kids, and she's one of my best friends. I'd suspected she had a crush on me for a while, and last year she finally admitted it. I don't feel the same way about her, but I respect and trust her and value our friendship, and I told her that. Shortly afterward, she said she was over me, and we acted like nothing happened. After a couple of weeks, we got over the awkwardness, and our friendship seemed back to normal. Still, some of the seeds..." Just kidding. Oh. "Still, some of her words and actions have led me to believe that she is in fact still into me. Things like telling me I'm admirable or that I'm really sweet."
That I'm her into words, you.
"Not mine. That doesn't bother me, but lately conversations with her have felt awkward, like there's something unsaid between us. For instance, seeds."
Oh.
Nope, just kidding. "This is a recent development. It's never felt awkward before, even right after she told me she liked me. But now that it started, it seems to be getting worse. Over text, it's fine, but in person, there's a layer of unacknowledged awkwardness. The funniest part of this is she's my boss's daughter and often comes in to help him out or say hi. So not seeing her in person and only communicating over text is not an option. He doesn't know she likes me or how close we are. My other friend tells me I should just date this girl already, but I don't want to for three reasons. Oh, I don't return her feelings, so if I agreed to go out with her, it wouldn't be out of genuine attraction, and she deserves better than just a pity date."
I can't believe there's two more reasons.
"Also, I graduated high school, and I'm going away to university in a couple months, so now would be a really stupid time to sow the seeds for a relationship."
Nice.
"Anyway, and I know... I know she would want something more lasting and stable than just a summer fling. Finally, I don't really want to be in a relationship because I really like being single. Should I just go on and act like nothing's wrong? Should I talk to her about it? And if so, what should I say? Or do you think there's something else I should do? Also, she has a major body image issues. So even though she's fairly pretty, how can I make her feel good about her appearance without sounding flirty or like I'm into her?"
Oh my God. This guy's just bragging.
True.
He's like, "Yeah, this girl's so into me and it's so awkward. Even after I told her I wasn't into it, she just keeps fucking complimenting me."
Yeah,
and I don't want to deal with it because one, I like being single. And two, I don't want to be in a relationship. And three, I'm going to college.
And four, I don't like her.
Also, she's got a body image issue.
So stop fucking telling her how hot she is.
She's dragging this girl's name through the mud for no reason.
I also think it's on you a little bit, man, because like she said I liked you, you said no, she's like, "All right, let's go back to being friends," and you're like, "It's weird." Yeah. Like, it takes two people to make something weird, right?
No, I think one person can make
you're right
it weird.
That's true. That is true, but I think
it takes two to make it normal.
That's true. That's fair, man. That's very fair.
That's actually really fair, Serge. Let's do fucking MASH, dude. I have a fortune teller thing. Choose a fucking color, dude. Blue. B-L-U-E.
Oh, Serge, you live in a shack, man. Sorry, dude.
Serge, let's play fucking MASH, dude. Who's your crush? Give me four.
Tell me when to stop, man.
Uh-oh. I'm doing a spiral. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, shit, dude. You're going to have six kids, bro. And a squirrel, dude.
So what do you do? What you gonna do with that big fat butt?
Wiggle with it. You're not going to, just don't, just say sorry. I mean, you don't have to do anything with this girl. What can you do? You don't want to be friends with her because it's awkward. Fine, don't be friends with her. You want to just look past it and act cool. You can do that too.
Let's try to put ourselves there. Have you ever been in a situation where a friend of yours tells you they like you?
No.
Okay. I have.
Okay.
Almost 100% of the time that that has happened, I had sex with them.
Okay.
And then then I didn't want to talk to them anymore.
Okay.
And then they ended up hating me for a time, okay, for a spell.
So why don't
and
you say
we became friends further on down the line. So what I would say is hook up with her a little bit.
Oh.
Just, you know, she would probably have fun. You'll have a little fun because you're curious about it. You don't have to jump into a relationship with her, but
that would also fix her body image issues.
Yeah, maybe you guys just French and hook up a little bit. And then when it's time to go to college, you're like, hey, I just don't want to be in a relationship when I'm in college. And I love you.
What?
I don't know.
There's nothing wrong. I do like the idea of Frenching a little bit because he's in high school. And yeah, then he can French a little bit.
And somebody likes you and all your friends are saying to date her and you I guess this is horrible advice. Like, you don't like her, just hook up with her. she's insecure about her body. Yeah, just hook up with her and then stop talking to her, man. I don't actually advise that. I changed my mind. I think you could keep on doing what you're doing. You don't make it weird. She is maybe hitting on you a little bit, but that's fine. You just sort of ignore those passes and encourage the friendship behavior. And things will eventually normalize.
Or you can just French her.
Probably nothing horrible will happen if you French her.
Yeah. You want to give me a word?
Mm-hmm. Wispy.
Spell it.
W-I-S-P-Y.
No messages have matched your search.
Whoa. That's a loss. I think the perfect amount is one.
Okay.
Vehicle.
All right. There's 31. Most of them spam.
Ooh. So
give me a number between 1 and 31, and I'll round to the nearest non-spam.
All right, cool. 18. Did you also pick 18? No, you picked 33.
Yeah.
18.
It's actually starred, which means we liked it, in August of 2014.
That means the Game Boy has won again.
No, it doesn't.
I picked a starred email.
You know what it sounds like a little bit? Is Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh.
When I invented the Facebook, I was the Game Boy.
Everyone is connected.
Everyone is completely connected on a web.
And that one thing will change everything.
Moving on. The other day... Oh, wait. Kristen Ledlow writes...
She does share your birthday.
Yeah. This is a guy, though.
Kalo!
The other day, my cousin, who is a lifeguard, was an awesome wingman and tried to set me up with a chick he was guarding with. I ended up messaging her on Facebook, which resulted in my getting of her number, followed by setting up a date that was supposed to go down the next day at 5:30 p.m. The day, I had a few errands to run, but I got home with enough time to make it on the date until my dad, whose vehicle is currently out of commish, texts me for a ride. I text this girl that I won't be able to make it until 5:45, and then I leave to grab my dad. The problem arises when the drive takes much longer than expected, and my phone dies, so I can't even give a heads up to my date. Finally, I arrive at the venue at about 6:05, and she's nowhere to be seen. I went into a nearby hotel to charge my phone and see a text that reads, I'm going to head home now. Have a good day, man. I tried calling, but she didn't pick up. And then she sent a text explaining myself. She sent a message back saying that it's nothing, but seemed pretty sarcastic. And based on the fact that she hasn't replied, kind of confirms it. What should I do? I do want to see her, and at the very least, our chemistry over text was very strong, not to mention she's very attractive. Any advice would be appreciated. This is like a text Jake question.
Yeah, that's so sad.
So he accidentally stood someone up.
Yeah.
And like the weird, crazy, wacky excuse was true.
Can you imagine like how stressful that is? Like sitting in traffic as your phone's dead. Yeah. Trying to get, oh, God. Well,
I would like run. I don't know what I would do. I would run
to
an outlet.
Like going into a hotel to charge your phone. Even like that 2 minutes when it's not turned on yet.
Yeah. Just like constantly pressing the button and seeing the red battery dead.
Ugh. Christ.
What's the text? Super honest, long paragraph. Listen, I know you don't owe me anything, but this is, I just want to explain myself because I'll feel like an idiot if I didn't give it one last chance.
Yeah.
This Something email was like written right. A year and a half ago, but maybe, hopefully they're married by now, but if not.
Yeah, I hope so. I'd love a follow-up pup on this one, actually.
It would be fun if he never texted her, if he texted her now, a year and a half later, being like, this has been eating me up alive for the last 18 months.
Yeah, you whatever the venue is, like say it was meeting her at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Say, honestly, I'm still waiting at Starbucks for you.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. And she's like, I'm actually engaged now to someone else.
Congratulations, I'd love to come to the wedding. I'll be there on time. I'll be at fashionably early.
And then you show up 15 minutes late. What can he? Yeah, that's it. Super honest, super long, all the cards out on the table.
Yeah, I've sent a couple texts like that.
Yeah, only you didn't accidentally stand someone up.
No, but I've been like deep in the doghouse, like from you know the get go of like you know one date I did something really dumb or something like that.
Yeah,
like deep in the doghouse.
Yeah,
and I've clawed my way out.
There's no
with
yeah.
the, like with the long because like what apology? What's an apology? Like an apology is you need to debase yourself to the point where the person you're apologizing to feels compelled to lift you back up.
Wow.
So you say like, I feel awful. I am like
I'm sick to my stomach.
Yeah, I'm not the kind of person that ever does this. And like. You know, I had to pick up my dad, but that's no excuse. And it's definitely not excuse for not having a fully charged phone. You deserve better than that.
I'm a nauseous little Game
like,
Boy.
I am a little Game Boy. I am the Game Boy. And like, you know, you just tear into yourself. And then they say like, oh man, like don't be so hard on yourself. It's
yeah.
fine.
It's like that 8 Mile thing where it's like, I'm going to fucking rap about how bad I am and then tell these guys something they don't know about me. And
yeah.
she can't get mad because you're so self-aware.
Go up to the precipice. Don't go over to the point where they're like, are you okay?
No, I'm fucking suicidal thinking about you.
Beating you up this much. Just one day, buddy.
Sad,
but like,
sir.
Yeah, you know, get to that like self-deprecating.
Yeah.
But still have a little bit of sense of humor. And then you say like, and... I'd love to try one more time. Tell you what, I'll start waiting at the restaurant now.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, P.S., have you listened to Serial?
Right.
It's actually really dope. It's about this guy.
Actually, this past week was a fucking cop-out. They took a week off, and then they posted an episode today talking about how they're going to go bi-weekly from now on.
Yeah, bi-weekly
so,
as in
sorry, Koenig, you actually took 2 weeks off. So bi-weekly... Huh? As in bye-bye to the podcast, as in I won't be listening anymore to your little Bo Bergdahl story.
Until you release another episode, and then I'll fucking catch it.
At which point I will immediately consume.
I have to.
Yeah, yeah. I do like the show. I'm curious.
What's your favorite podcast, dude? Serge, dude, let's fucking listen to podcasts
together.
Do you
use the native app, man, or do you use like a feed on your browser, man?
Dude, you gotta get Stitcher, dude. I'm serious, Serge.
The top charts don't really help you find new podcasts, dude.
It's actually pretty good to browse. I don't know. All right, let's take a break. Thank a few more sponsors, at most two. And then we'll be right back with more of the Game Boy.
The Game Boy. I am the Game Boy.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Yeah,
it came with the condos, dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn, and I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. Congrats. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most of it yours. Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocket Money.
And we're back.
Hi.
How goes shit?
We should briefly mention the poll.
Oh, yeah. We have a poll.
We're conducting a poll.
Yeah.
It's a HeadGum poll.
This is actually business related. So yeah. let's kind of stop joking here for a little bit.
Cut the jokes. We need data. It behooves us to have some demographic data about our audience. It helps our sales pitch, our deck.
We need information from y'all.
Just a little bit about yourself, what age group you fall in.
We're not asking you to download an app. We're not asking you to buy a mattress this time. We're just telling you, please log on to headgum.com/poll and take the poll.
Answer a few questions about yourself, completely anonymously, of course. If you want, you can include your email at the end, and we'll be giving out some free HeadGum swag.
Oh, right. So it's not just a favor. It's also a raffle. So we do, it would be very helpful if you guys could fill out this poll, because it helps us continue to sell and thus continue to do the podcast.
Yeah.
But secondly, we got some HeadGum merch, like some shirts and some sweaters, and we're going to... everybody that fills out the poll is entered into this raffle where we may give you a free HeadGum hoodie or a crew neck sweater, actually.
I should say.
Which is a little cooler than a hoodie these days.
So that URL again, to take the poll, not many questions, just a few. Just let us know a little bit more about yourself. It's headgum.com/poll, P-O-L-L.
Yes, they are personal. Yes, they are invasive. Yes, we want to know your social security number and that of your family and friends. We want to know several credit card numbers. We want to know your credit score. And we want to know your medical history. But it really does help us sell those Squarespace ads.
If what you do, you put in your email and we send you a Petri dish, you spit in it, send it back to us, and we can get some real fucking DNA data.
Would you come in the dish? Could you come in the dish for us?
Yeah, you want to know the average income of our listener? Fuck that. I'll tell you the average sperm count.
I want to know your sperm count, man.
Dude,
come on, Serge.
Serge, dude, how much sperm do you have, dude? I'm serious, dude. Oh, what's no. your blood type, man?
What have we done? What have we done?
I want to know your blood type, dude. I'm a fucking universal donor, Serge. I'm serious, dude. What else is going on in our lives? You introduced a game that ruined my life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Swing. I was looking for an app. Actually, a funny story. There's another app that I had downloaded recently that's legitimately great. It's the opposite of Swing.
Yeah.
I think it's like a New York Times app, but it's called Now This.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, I used to just go on Facebook looking for like good news stories. And, like,
yeah.
But everybody just posts garbage to Facebook.
Yeah.
So Now This just posts like only news stories worth reading. It's just like, these are like the top things happening. This is what you need to know. And it's not necessarily just from the New York Times. They pull it from everywhere. Just great.
Liberal Jew run bias.
It's a little left leaning, but then again, so am I.
Left of center? Fuck, I'm left of center.
Yeah, and then, so when I went in to search this, like it just like shows you the trending searches, and Swing was number one. So curious as I am, uh-huh. I checked it out.
Yeah.
Downloaded the app, and I immediately knew it was one of those dumb games, mm-hmm. like Tiny Wings Crossy Road that we got so into.
You think poker takes a minute to learn and a lifetime to master? Now Swing takes 4 seconds to learn and over eight hours to master.
It's the dumbest little game. You can explain what it is.
You are a little boy, a little game boy, and you start the game by running backwards, and then when you click the iPhone, he swings to the next little cliff.
Right.
And it just happens over and over, and every cliff that you accomplish is a number.
So he's always going backwards with the rope. You tap it and he swings. So swings you can control forward. If he like taps a little bit of rope,
yeah.
and that's a short distance, yeah. or a long rope, and there's a long distance.
And these plateaus are of varying lengths. Some of them are nice and wide, a 5 to 7 triangle mesa. Just mm-hmm. a beautiful little plateau.
And some are skinny little bitches.
Skinny bitch. We're talking about one fucking square node.
Back on the infinite expanse,
and you don't know joy, you don't know orgasm until you land a skinny bitch that hangs low, and you swing low, and you nail it square.
Swing low.
And I wish this was a paid ad, because I'm selling the shit out of Swing right now. Yeah. But unfortunately, it's just a game we became obsessed with. Jake's high score 29, my high score 51.
It's crazy.
And you saw me play the 51. My hands were trembling with joy.
So scared
as I beat Marty's 43.
You died on a plateau that was not that hard.
No,
but it was just like the sheer nerves.
I browned
excitement.
Out. I was like a basketball player at the end of a game 7, yeah. like up 20. I started like just jumping for joy. I couldn't see straight.
The saddest thing is that I'm still playing and I can't even come close to that. All I want to do is break 30 and then I'll stop forever.
Yeah, that's what I said about 40. And now that I'm at 50, I sniff 60.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Have you been playing today?
I played a little bit.
Did you
less
get close
so.
To 50?
My eyes were bleary trying to break 50. Like I would play 80 games in a row, like just
did you
nonstop.
Fall asleep just thinking of Swing?
Yeah. Snood ain't got nothing on Swing, I'll tell you that much.
Wow.
So play it, test it out, see what you get. See if you can beat 50. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me know. Snap us your reaction videos.
Okay.
I'd like to see, like, snap us, because you can't snap your high score, really.
Oh, okay.
But, like, you know what? Why don't you snap your friends at us? I'm Jake DeMan, 85.
Oh, and I'm Amir Bloom.
Yeah, and we accept snaps from all.
Yeah, we're an open snap accepting family.
I don't always respond, but I try to open all the ones I get.
I don't always respond to my snaps, but when I do, I prefer Dos Equis. Anyway.
I quit the podcast, man.
From when?
Starting from when?
Serge, dude, let's fucking practice our cursive, dude. I swear, dude, I can't do capital J's, dude.
Serge, dude, how is F different than a T, man?
It's the same shit, dude. Let's fucking practice our signature or play dots, dude. You have to complete the square, dude. So, like, make a square and you can put an S for Serge, dude. And,
is that a Z, Serge, man?
And you want to know my name? My name is...
Oh!
You can never be named. Sorry, dude, I just choked on a gusher, Serge. Am I searching a word or are you searching a word?
I'm searching. You have to give me one.
Okay.
This is the final word.
Oh, really? We'll call it the final word.
Or we can do two more. I don't know. Whatever.
Let's see how long this one lasts. Oh, what did I have? It was a two-worder. Now I already forget it.
What was it?
I told it to you 11 minutes ago.
You did.
And now I already forget what I wanted to search.
Take your time.
It was... God. I should just say any other word. But now I can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah, now I want to know.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to think of a different word.
There's no way it will ever come back to me. It's gone forever. Isn't that sad? It's gone forever.
Yeah, it was pretty inconsequential.
Yeah, sure.
Turquoise.
Spell that for me.
T-U-R-Q-U-O-I-S-E.
Turquoise.
Turquoise. From the French turquoise, which means a bluish green.
I will tell you what. First of all, guess how many emails?
11.
There are 11.
Then I'm the new champion. Because I guess.
But wait, because I am still the Game Boy. There is a second question.
How many of them are real?
How many of them are real?
Zero?
Incorrect. Guess again.
Ooh. One.
Yes.
So that's a double win.
You are the Game Boy.
I am the Game Master. In my ripe old age. So only right. One real non-spam turquoise-based email.
The rest of them from something we should definitely unsubscribe from, the Touch of Modern newsletter.
They are just everywhere.
All right.
The Touch of Turquoise newsletter that we subscribe to.
This is really funny. I think no name necessary.
Okay.
So, I decided that I would rather go to a four-year university instead of community college to get that college experience, parentheses, raging hard, body shots, etc. But since my parents won't be paying for it, I realized the only way to have success without going into lifelong debt was to join the military ROTC program, which obligates me to 4 years of full-time military service. I guess I'm weighing the benefits of doing keg stands with my frat bros against the con of possibly dying a painful death. What's your advice besides dropping out, Jake? Thanks, Jash Hillary Turquoise.
I see. He just has a fake name.
He gave it to himself.
It seems like ROTC is so intense that you gotta really want it. This guy's just like, should I get drunk or join ROTC?
Yeah.
ROTC is like army training during college.
But I think that's why a lot of people join the ROTC is to go to college.
Yeah, but this guy, I feel like if you're on the fence, then you shouldn't do it.
Right. Shit, I don't think I get really weary about talking about what you like, whether or not you should join the military.
Right, because you're
like, I don't even know if ROTC is.
It, from what I understand, it's like military in training.
Right, I don't know what it stands for.
All I know about ROTC is by like going to college and occasionally seeing like little army soldier training. Right.
I guess he's talking about dying a painful death. So it's something like that.
Yeah.
It's like what we're picturing.
Yeah.
I do think the community college is a decent route. You can go to community college for like 2 years and then transfer into, like, go to community college. It's super cheap. You can save money for 2 years and then do 2 years of partying in college. Freshman and sophomore year isn't that great. Junior and senior year, those are the good ones.
I think I disagree. I think freshman and sophomore year are the better years. They're like your first 2 years. It's kind of like that's when you get the most college. By your junior and senior, you're kind of sick of it.
You're checked out.
Yeah, you're checked out. You didn't last till junior or senior year, so you don't.
Well, that's because I hated freshman and sophomore year. So my theory of junior and senior year are better.
Anything has to be better than this poison that I'm in. But at the same time, I don't want to advise him to go to school for 2 years and then drop out.
Yeah, and I don't want to advise him not to go to defend our country.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I guess maybe
pick a new word, man. What was the shit you couldn't think of?
Oh, toaster oven.
It's a good one.
I'll say, God, all right, what's the advice?
Pressure is off because this email came to us in 2013.
Okay, this guy's on an airplane in Afghanistan right now. Fuck, dude, why didn't they fucking answer the question? Are you ready to judge, sir?
He's refreshing his email one last time.
I should have gone to SMC, dude. I should have gone to Pierce.
Was that guy wearing a parachute?
Whatever.
No, he was not.
He wore the community college equivalent of a parachute. So I would say don't do ROTC. Do community college next to a college. Then you can still hang out with your friends that do go to the colleges. Because it's all about the parties. You don't give a shit. Like, it's not that important that you go to class.
Yeah, but you want to make friends on the campus. But I'm sort of with you.
Yeah, like, didn't you, like, party at some schools that was, like, it was almost, like, better than going to that school?
Yeah, I went to UConn, like, every single weekend when I was at Southern Connecticut State University. Right. And it was always kind of, like, nobody did anything during the week. And then I'd get there on Friday and people would be like, yeah!
Yeah.
Like, it's exciting. I was there and, like, we would drink until Sunday and then I would go home.
And in theory, the community college would have easier classes than the real college. So you can get the joy of the college lifestyle without the harder coursework.
Yeah, if you could live near college, like, as long as some of your friends are in college, maybe you could also, like, take classes in the college for cheap. I don't know how that shit works.
Although now that I think about it, maybe community classes are harder because it's like people actually busting their ass to try to get into the universities. And when you're in the university, people have less incentive to work as hard.
Interesting. Living on mommy and daddy's money.
No ROTC. Community college near a campus.
In terms of hardness, we don't really know the difference between college and community college, but definitely being in the army is up there.
Yeah, that seems like harder than the other two
combined.
That
one's real difficult.
All right. Do you want to give me one last word?
Yeah, sure. Just real quick, I want this guy to look into state schools because don't you get, like, those are cheaper tuitions, right?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Look into it.
Public schools are cheaper.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah. Do you have a word for me, dude?
Yes. Bongos.
Bongos.
Mm-hmm.
One is a theme song submission.
Mm-hmm.
And three are non.
Okay.
So you want one, two, or three?
I wanted four.
Okay. One. All right.
That's the theme song. All right, three.
Three from this came up last time. It was my birthday. I said Muhammad Ali, but I was wrong. January 18th birthdays. Jason Segal.
Cool.
This is so fucked up. I'm not on this celebrity birthday list.
Oh man, deal with it after the show.
No, this is, what the fuck is this shit?
Oh, you're
crying. Who are these people? Oh, Mark Messier? He barely won a Stanley Cup.
Man, you are so small right now.
Julius Peppers?
You're a tiny little doll on the couch.
All right. Who did I say?
Mark Messier.
Oh, yeah, Mark
Messier. We said Jason Segal.
Oh, yeah, him too. Jason Segal. Hey, chumps, love the show. That being said, I have yet another sticky sitch for Amir and the Pinch. However, first things first, hashtag not dope for never answering any of my questions before, but I'm willing to forgive and forget. If I could please get some advice this time around. Here's the deal. I am a 22-year-old male in middle school, my first girlfriend's name was Laura. We dated for a little bit. It was an immature relationship, and she ended up dumping me for some football dude. We ended up going to the same high school together during our sophomore year and tried dating again. This time around, I ended up dumping her because I was an idiot and I just found out that some other girls liked me and I wanted to do a little bit of exploring. Just FYI, I lost my virginity to a crazy bee my senior year, but that's a story for another day. Anyway, fast forward to my 21st year of life, Laura and I are best friends. We each have had many other romantic partners and she is currently in a relationship with a dude named Julio. Julio, like, super, super hates me because of my flawless rapport with my dear friend Laura and how we often confide in each other and share intimate hugs and whatnot. here's where it gets tricky. So one day, me and Laura were hanging out in my new apartment, and bingo, bango, bongo.
All right.
We had a four-hour sex fest that could have easily been a pornographic film, at the very least, a porno mag. Let's just say sparks fucking flew. I've always thought to myself that if she ever didn't have a boyfriend, I would try to pursue her again because I love her more than just a friend, and she has told me the same thing on many occasions. Since that wild night, we have had similar sexcapades about four times, and I don't know what to do. I mean, she is in a committed relationship, and behind his back, I've been going Han Sancho all over her. Is it my fault? What should I do? I want to stop sometimes, but the sex is absolutely amazing and feels even more amazing. I don't know how to make heads or tails of it. Perhaps I am just a speed bump in her life with Julio, and I should seize my own cheese on some other girl's double D's. Yes, she is a slim and busty goddess. I just don't know what I should say or do or anything. All I know is that when we're together, it feels so right, even though what we are doing is clearly wrong. She once answered a call from her boyfriend while I was pounding her and started a fight with him and hung up just so we could finish. It was so fucking naughty. Please help. Also, if you have any questions, just feel free to call me at, and then his phone number. If you did it while recording, that would be super cool, and your listeners would probably dig it. Anyway, have a good day.
Yeah, maybe they would.
I'll be calling him, wake him up in the middle of the night.
That question's amazing.
Yeah. Holy
shit.
I'm
so happy we found it.
It's like, Julio's like kind of weird about us because we like share talks and hug. Also, we ended up having sex a lot.
So intimate hugs.
Sounds like, why were you soft selling it?
Another
you buried
dumb
the
thing
lead.
You said is like, what? She's in a committed relationship with Julio. She's not. She's in a relationship with him.
Sounds very non-committal.
She's not committed to him very much at all. Also, did you search bongo and not bongos?
I searched bongos, but I guess Gmail does
close matches.
Yeah, non-pluralized.
All right. This question is amazing. You both love each other. You both love fucking each other. She is fighting with her boyfriend and she's actively cheating on her boyfriend. And you want to stop because you know it's wrong, but you also don't want to stop because it's so great. So just tell her that you need for her to break up with her boyfriend.
Yeah, or you say, listen, I'd love to keep this going, but unfortunately, if you're with your boy, but then maybe it'll become less exciting. Like, there's a chance that, like, once it's non-illicit, it'll just be like, oh.
Well, no, it's all been building to this. Like, this is the crescendo. This is the ultimatum. This is, you can't have me and Julio both anymore.
I choose Julio.
Well, fuck.
But Julio's so paranoid. You saw the look he gave us when I was pounding away at you when you picked up the phone.
That was an accidental FaceTime call, by the way.
And this guy, like, really is out to get me. I just can't get Julio. I don't understand.
He doesn't trust us at all.
Like, just because we hug and talk and fuck a lot, I can't stress how many sexcapades
we share intimate hugs, and also I fucked her for 4 hours. That's the most intimate hug of all.
Yeah, sex. When her vagina is hugging your D. So you say ultimatum or just
I say she's the ultimatum. I say I love doing this. It feels amazing that we, well, you know, don't say it like that, but like I love fucking you but we can't keep doing it not while you have a boyfriend.
Yeah. And you can make her choose me or Julio.
You
can make her choose.
Like, you don't have to be like that. Like, you must choose me or him. But you just say like, I'm not doing this anymore. Well, you have a boyfriend. Not going to do it.
I was going to say me or Julio down by the schoolyard.
Me or Julio down by the schoolyard.
Yeah, I choose Julio then.
Makes sense.
Mama pajama rolled out of bed. That's him walking out of her life forever.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
All right, that was it. That was the word game. Brought to you by Game Boy.
I am the Game Boy.
The Game Master. If you have your own questions that you want us to read in a year and a half when accidentally search one specific phrase and then a number 1 through 41, that email address is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. We're also still accepting theme song submissions. Every single episode of ours is opened and closed with an original theme song written by our talented, talented fans. Oh, I wanted to mention... that we put up 3 videos last week of True. 360 degree video camera. So if you're on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Jake and Amir, or our YouTube page, youtube.com/ifiwereyoushow, you can basically view us answering some questions from any angle in the room. It recorded all 360 degrees of the room all at once. So check that out.
Very cool.
Thanks to the Mighty Adam for writing the opening theme song. And thanks to Felicity for writing this Hozier parody.
Okay.
Yeah, dude.
Why do we open with the Hozier?
I guess I don't know.
All right.
We can close with it. It'll be the last thing people hear. Thanks for listening.
The opening song was good, too. Sorry about that.
Toda for listening, and we'll be back next week, everybody. Peace.
Kill yourself at a Starbucks. That death would be a jukebox. So the sticky situations. Should have emailed them sooner. They always talk about Tinder. Doesn't mean they're gonna find her. Every Monday is unique. First questions each week. They are both dudes and they are both Jews. Meredith, what happened at prom? Seethecheese.com. John Wolfe is still out there. No one knows will be where. They are both dudes and they are both Jews. Jake and Amir. Gmail.com, they'll give you advice. Say if you're right or you're wrong. They'll suggest what they would do if they were you. Jake and Amir are the two best hosts of a furry show. They started the podcast about 2 years ago. Sneeze the cheese, hashtag dope. If I were you, show at gmail.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.